After 6 long months of prodding uninsured Americans to buy a plan under the Affordable Care Act, the deadline for doing so is finally here. Anyone who hasn't begun the enrollment process by the end of today will likely have to wait until 2015 for coverage. New Jersey Public Radio's Kai Wright reports from Newark, where a lack of data is leaving questions about whether the uninsured are signing up for coverage.
The numbers are in, and the Affordable Care Act is a hit, at least by Congressional Budget Office standards. The White House said last week it had reached its target of 6 million subscribers, days before the enrollment clock ran out. And people recruiting subscribers on the ground in Newark say that number is likely still climbing.
Everyone's very, very busy. I would say interest is at an all-time high.
Michael Ann Kyle leads the Greater Newark Healthcare Coalition. She says there's been a snowball effect as the March 31st deadline has approached.
Now we have something that we didn't have when we started, is we have people who enrolled and have insurance and it's working. Now that people are using this and accessing it, friends, family, people in the community that other people will know, I think it validates the program in a very different way.
By matching the Congressional Budget Office's national projection for enrollment, the Obama administration scores a valuable weapon in the political fight over the law. But to actually make a difference in healthcare, it will have to specifically reach the communities where the rates of uninsured are the most dramatic. More than half of the nation's uninsured are people of color. Large numbers are Spanish-speaking. In New Jersey, they're clumped in densely poor urban areas, like Newark. Are these communities gaining insurance? Kyle says we don't know, because the administration's data tells only the statewide and national stories.
It affects our work because over the past 6 months, as we've been doing outreach and doing enrollment, we don't have any data to back up what's working or what's not working.
It may also impact the cost of insurance next year. Pricing for this round is best understood as a test balloon. Think of it as insurers' best guess for the right price to attract the most people. If they haven't attracted enough healthy subscribers in Newark, for instance, that may mean higher cost here in 2015. Navigators around the state are working events like this one in Montclair, urging would-be subscribers not to panic over the potential costs.
Is there like a limit to how much I pay? Then it's free?
Yes, because it's actually called out-of-pocket maximum.
Which points to something else that's missing from the big number of 6 million people enrolled. It's not yet clear how many of those people actually bought insurance. Navigators like Eric Riley say one reason people aren't following through is once they see the final price, they get cold feet.
You could tell when the person is sitting there and they get a plan for maybe $160 a month. You're like, that's a little out of my price range. Those are the ones that are iffy.
Last week, the White House relaxed the enrollment deadline for anyone who has already begun the sign-up process but hasn't finished it. How many of those people have backed off because of cost? How many have been put off by some other hurdle? Say, for instance, inadequate translation for non-English speakers. These questions are among the many known unknowns of the Affordable Care Act. But Riley says the federal subsidies that control costs for lower-income subscribers have done the trick for an increasing number of the people he signed up.
I've actually enrolled a lot of people who have been below $75 a month. So they honestly do pay their bill because it's truly affordable.
Medicaid enrollment continues all year, but people won't be able to sign up on the exchange again until November. Still, outreach workers say the clock is already ticking on next year's deadline. And if they're going to succeed in round two, they'll need more detailed information on what's worked and what's failed in their own cities. For WNYC, I'm Kai Wright.